Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Coming up 1 hour from now, we're going to carry the president's news conference about the coronavirus. What I'm seeing, the same thing that you guys are seeing, the Jared Kushner's skinny, stupid white ass told him to underplay the coronavirus. And so he did, and now it's kind of blown up in his face because then the CDC said, no. It's really going to be a pandemic. So he's going to speak at 5 p.m. We're going to carry it, and then we're going to play the Sweet 16 of the best outbreak movies. Mm-hmm. That's the thing to do.
Perfect.
Radioactive water from the Fukushima nuclear disaster is going to be dumped into the sea.
That seems great.
Yeah. It's exactly how you make Godzilla.
Just
going
to dilute it? Is that the idea?
Yeah. Just like we don't know what to do with it. And we're right next to the ocean, so...
Nope. The sea is our trash can.
Yeah, we'll just throw it in there. Do you see that a farmer is going to be fined for punching his sheep?
Ooh. Why did he do that?
I guess because he's a monster. Like, a video surfaced of him, like, legit punching sheep in the face.
If you were a farmer...
You'd punch him?
No, you would.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't think I'd punch a sheep.
No. You said you wanted to punch a baby deer.
A lot of talk about punching deer.
That's because they're cute.
Oh, okay.
So it's more like a cute sheep.
Okay. Yeah. No.
I'm not saying you're
baby
doing it.
Baby deer don't cause
I'm
any problems.
I'm not saying you're doing it every day. I'm not saying you're doing it on the reggae. I'm just saying every now and then you're probably going to take a shot.
I disagree.
Thank you, Sue.
Goodness.
Thank you.
He's talked for years about punching baby deer in the face.
But they're cute.
I mean, this is the first time he's brought up that it's because they're cute.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
That's the first.
That's easy to figure out.
He also talked about luring them in at Mark's house with food in hand.
Yes.
In order to get a free shot.
Yes. I'd like to kick him in the chest. I'm open about that.
All right. That's
this guy was angry.
You know how people used to wrestle bears? It's in like sideshows back in the day.
Good grief.
Would you have ever done that?
Oh, hell yeah.
I think I would have too.
Yeah. It's been fun.
Mm-hmm.
Been an old-fashioned strong man.
Yeah.
Sandow, bear. Lifting the kettlebells, wrestling bears.
You can stay in the fight for 3 minutes, you get $100.
A guy in his hospital bed, 75-year-old guy, it's always Florida, didn't think he was getting attention, so he set his bed on fire.
That's one way to do it.
We've all been there.
That'll get you some attention.
He'll do it.
Howdy. Does it say how?
We've all been there.
I thought you just said howdy.
Howdy, do it. How'd he do it?
How'd he do it?
How'd he do it?
How'd he doody do do it? How'd he doody do
the, it? The Hot Pockets heiress?
Yeah.
Can we stop calling her that?
No.
It sounds so stupid.
No, we can't.
She is the Hot Pockets heiress.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, man. People on Twitter, this is why this audience is so great. People on Twitter were tweeting me about how they can't hear the word Hot Pocket without thinking of my dad.
Oh, it's a great story about his jacket
that I haven't even told.
Wait, I haven't heard
in
it
forever.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, so like when I was probably 20, I had moved away once to go to college, failed miserably, came back home, and I was too old to. Maybe I was 21. I'll say 21 because there's alcohol involved. I was too old to be living there after getting a taste of freedom. So I didn't, I treated the house like no rules. And of course, it was his house. And one night he came home, and some friends of mine and I were in the garage playing darts and drinking. And he comes home from a night at the bar, and one of my buddies says to him, "Hey, Hot Pockets." And my dad, these are all like,
were they like, "Hey, Hot Pockets?
Is that just a random
friends,
thing?"
These are all friends that he and I have known, that he's known these guys for years, and you know, has hung out with them. So it's not like some stranger is just. So he, hey, Hot Pockets. And my dad goes inside, gets a mad look on his face, goes inside. And about 5 minutes later, opens the door, calls me in, and he's like, "You know what? You get inside, and you get those out of here," and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "What's your problem?" He's like, "Chuck, what's that? Hot Pockets, what's that? Is he trying to call me some name?" My dad worked in grocery for a year, and he had a jacket on that had the Hot Pockets logo
my gosh.
On it. And I was like, "Dad, look at your jacket." And he's like, "What?" And and he sees it's hot. Yeah. "Hey, Hot Pockets."
The
he
disrespect.
Thought he was calling him like a,
is that a
name.
Euphemism for how dare
yeah.
you?
Yeah, exactly. And he was hot. He was pissed.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's such a dad thing.
Who the blank does he think he is?
It's my house.
What's he calling? Yeah, he's calling me.
Call me
get
Hot
home
Pockets.
I can't even have any quiet. You got five guys drinking in the garage and calling me names.
Awesome.
I was like, "Look at your jacket."
Anyway, she got 5 months. So it kind of gives you an idea.
There you go.
She's about half of what Aunt Becky is. So.
Yeah, she's involved in the in the school, the college admissions scandal.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, has Aunt Becky been sentenced yet?
No, I don't
no,
think
she's still fighting.
Just Aunt, okay.
Where is Eddie? Is that even gone to trial? Is it
no.
Given gone to trial
no.
yet?
It takes a long time. Yeah, it takes a long time.
There's millions of
It's not
of
taking
documents.
A long time for everybody else, though.
Boy, no
she
kidding.
Because she's fighting it.
So, and she's fighting it.
Hot Pockets didn't fight it?
And there was literally over a million pages with Aunt Becky and Moss.
God, isn't that amazing?
Yes.
A million pages. Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Find over 50 healthy meal and snack ideas in their free Simply Schnucks magazine in-store and at schnucks.com/health. I want to talk about the debate just a little bit more. I have this amazing sound of Joe Biden basically telling Tom Steyer to just shut up.
Bernie, in fact, hasn't passed much of anything. The fact of the matter is...
But I get to answer that. I get to answer that.
The fact is, here's the deal. I'm not out of time. You spoke over time, and I'm going to talk. Here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
It's like a Wendy Williams audience.
It was horrible. It was embarrassing. It was terrible to watch.
It really was. It reminded me of the early debates when there was like 30 of them and they had to split everybody up and no one was getting a word in. I don't know if we're just really coming down to the wire and people are straight up panicking.
It could be over Tuesday.
Everyone's behaving very poorly.
Yeah.
You might think, why is Biden even bothering with Tom Steyer? Tom Steyer has been canvassing South Carolina so hard, he has spent $21 million
in
advertising
in
there
third place.
Alone. And like Tony said the other day on the show, he was on Meet the Press talking about all he cares about is reparations. He is going after the black vote so hard. And if he's able to knock enough points off of Joe Biden after South Carolina, Joe might be done. He needs South Carolina in order to live to probably die another day. And I think Joe's panicking a little bit. And I think that's why you saw some of that.
Yeah, he's got
to
hate Tom Steyer because he believes.
All Tom Steyer is doing is is tripping up Joe Biden.
Yeah, he
he's
believes
not
that
get
he's,
the
he's
nomination.
Taking all the vote. The bit of vote that he's getting is coming straight out of him, which I don't know if that's true or not.
I'm with Rach from yesterday. I don't know what Steyer's goal is. I mean, he's not going to be the nominee, and he's not going to be a VP.
I think he's just a rich guy who thinks his ego is probably out of control, and he thinks maybe I can be the one to take.
You know,
down
he
Donald
has
Trump.
Started those banks that are geared towards African American and Latino business owners. Maybe he's trying to increase his rep in that.
Yeah,
community,
maybe.
So he can continue to open up businesses,
perhaps.
You know, and maybe he's got that long term.
Well, some good news for Joe Biden.
He's also the one that wants $22 minimum wage.
What?
$22 minimum wage.
Some good news for Joe Biden ahead of South Carolina. He got the endorsement that he needed very badly. Representative Jim Clyburn has finally backed him.
It's a big deal
for president. It took a long time.
Mm-hmm.
just like we were kind of, everybody's kind of been waiting for Barack to come out and support his pal, and we're realizing, like, that's probably never going to happen.
Yeah.
But it was looking like it might happen with Jim Clyburn, but no, he just recently supported
him. I don't
know
why
him.
Any of
Good
them do.
Joe.
I don't know why. I mean, why? Why is Joe the guy? Why do you believe that he's the one that can do all this for...
What's I understand he ever why done he was 6 months ago. Right. Just because...
Well, four
he was
years
Joe.
Ago he was. I,
yeah.
But who is the natural replacement for Joe? If you look at it as Bernie Sanders is the front runner right now, so you need someone to counteract what people would consider to be Bernie Sanders' extremism. Who is the natural opponent?
Just don't endorse anybody. I mean, I feel like endorsing Joe is almost a liability right now for anybody.
Oh, Amy Markscores was talking about how she actually seems to kind of like Amy Klobuchar, but no one's taking her seriously. I might have a little bit of an idea why.
Do they hurt my Uncle Dick in the deer stand?
Just one of the best pieces of audio
that live.
Yeah.
Ever
yeah.
from a debate.
Do they hurt my Uncle Dick in the deer stand?
It's my next tattoo.
Amazing.
I can see why.
Curious as to how you guys feel about this. Walmart is getting into healthcare. They want to grab a share of the $3.6 trillion in health spending by leveraging its 150 million weekly shoppers. They will offer a basic checkup for $30, teeth cleaning for $25, or you can talk to a counselor for $1 a minute. They have a clinic open in Georgia, and it seems to be going well there, and they would like to expand all over the country, making it cheaper to go to one of these, kind of like a little urgent care facility yep. inside a Walmart, cheaper than if you had health insurance.
Wow. I think this is going to sound dumb, but I think in 10 years, we're not going to recognize anything. I just think that between Amazon and yeah. Walmart, and I just think everything's going to be different.
I think there's going to be a lot more of that type of healthcare options unless there's a massive change to the current system, because there's money to be made there, and there's money to be saved there by the consumer, and it's a good workaround. I think you're going to see a lot more of that. I think I really do, because it's just such a joke right now otherwise. And it's perfect for Walmart.
It is.
Because you can do it. You can go see that doctor or nurse practitioner or whatever it is, and then walk out of the little room and go fill your prescription.
Mm-hmm.
And or shop right then and there.
So we've been talking about Harvey Weinstein going to jail someday. I mean, it hasn't happened yet, but he's going. You guys remember Dylann Roof, the mass murderer?
Mm-hmm.
He is upset because he believes he is being treated harshly in prison, so he's on a hunger strike right now. I feel so bad for this kid.
You know, I mean, anyone who would walk into a church and kill 9 people, obviously, nut bar. But these people just seem to be missing essential things.
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to care because you're a monster.
Right. Nobody feels sorry for you.
Nobody.
Dylann Roof.
Yeah,
Harvey. Nobody feels sorry for you.
Are they being mean to you?
Yeah. The other,
you know what?
The other
we're just going to let you out.
Not being nice. Serial killer.
OMG, so relatable. Prince Harry, back in the United Kingdom, does not want to be called Prince. He showed up to an event.
He's getting on my nerves.
I think it was for climate change.
Big
he said,
time.
Guys, just call me Harry.
What do I say? The more you know someone, the less you like them. And the more I get to know Harry and Meghan,
mm-hmm.
and I have no problem with Harry and Meghan. None. But, stop it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is my final story here. The White House just hired a 23-year-old to work in, what exact office is this? The Presidential Personnel Office. James Bacon, 23-year-old, worked on the 2016 campaign. Just thought that was kind of cool to be 23 and in a pretty senior position at the White House. I think the salary starts at $145,000, replacing a woman in her mid-70s who is working the position. So
that's weird to pay him $140,000, and then the president makes either $400,000 or $600,000.
Yeah, I think it's closer to
$400,000. Yeah,
I thought it was more like $300,000.
I mean, it was $400,000 a few years ago. I know.
Was it okay?
But then I thought they got a raise.
Okay.
Is it $400,000 for 4 years or is it $400,000
a year?
A year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is a ass ton of money, Well, unless you're the president.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, unless you're Trump. I mean, that's nothing to.
Well, but even like if you were Harry Truman,
yeah,
and you were
take
poor
it.
And took it, like that's.
Right. Right. Trump doesn't.
But then what are you going to do? Pay him $10 million? I mean,
yeah, they
you
don't.
Know.
I guess they don't want to make it like a goal, an incentive to get to that point. To where
but it is. But it is funny that the most important person in the country is
making triple what a 23-year-old yeah. kid is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, just about 4:30. Dave Murray joins us 24 hours from now, exclusively on the DGS. We will be doing the spring forecast. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Hello there.
Are y'all done? Are you going to play?
Yes, it is all
okay.
done.
Okay. It's in the can.
It's in the can, and usually when I get to this point, that's it. You know, that's the only thing I'm going to worry about.
Banana.
There we go.
Touchdown!
Sorry about that. Oh. That's my wife calling.
Nice. What is that ringtone? What was it? Is that a fight song?
It's the Michigan fight song.
There you go.
She went to Michigan that's undergrad.
You too.
Touchdown, Michigan. So we're looking out the window, and there's very little snow left.
Yep. It's we got above freezing, and that's all it usually takes. No, just barely above freezing. Wind's pretty tense, but it blew by. Another little clipper coming by tomorrow night shouldn't do much of anything other than a couple of snow flurries. But it's just a reminder that, you know, people are asking me at this point, you know, is winter over? Winter is not over. We've got to get through March.
Mm. Although I've said it before,
but hang in there.
I just me personally, since I was a kid, I just felt like once March got here, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Even if it
yes.
snowed, even if it's below freezing, like,
because there's light at the end of the tunnel.
We're okay.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And typically when it snows in March, even if we get a lot of snow from a system, it melts almost immediately,
yeah.
Within 48 hours, it's gone. If you have a big snow, if you have a little snow, it's gone in 24. And we got a great weekend coming up, so
yeah.
You have that to look forward to. We're talking about partly to mostly sunny skies, both Saturday and Sunday. Let's say low 50s. I think we could get into the low 50s on Saturday and upper 50s on Sunday.
Yeah, I was going to ask, you think we might even get to 60 on Sunday?
Sunday has a shot, especially downtown.
Dang.
It, there's no real snow. There won't be any snow on the ground or anything. So, that's certainly a shot. It'd be very similar to last Sunday.
Yeah, which was
very
an
nice.
Awesome
Fantastic.
Day.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Good. A new study came out saying that it is no longer possible for a middle class person to support a family. For some reason, they said this about a man. I'm not sure why it was important that it was a man, but that a middle class wage earner cannot support a family of four.
What is the range of a middle class salary?
Yeah.
Do we know?
Yeah.
And what defines a family? You know, is it
isn't
one?
The median like 40 something? And so I'm guessing it's probably 60 to 70.
I don't think that's true.
You think that's high?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's true that you couldn't support a family of four.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean,
it depends on where
the
you
median
live.
U.S. income is $63,179, according when I just typed it in Google. U.S. median income $63,179.
Why couldn't you? Well, I think
it's from USA Today.
Okay.
So,
that's a lot of money.
What
but if you're living
support?
In New York City or Los Angeles or
sure.
Dallas
sure.
or Chicago, that's not a lot of money.
Right. You're right.
Relativity factors then. Yes.
Right.
But where was the study from, Dave?
I apologize. I read it this morning. I wrote it down in my sheet, but I
also
I wonder
saw
what,
the headline, but I didn't
yeah.
click.
And I wonder what support
Ukraine.
Means.
I believe it was Ukraine.
You know, and I wonder what support means. You wouldn't be able to have like a big, nice house. But you could have a small two- or three-bedroom house,
yeah.
kids that share a room, or an apartment, you know, the kids share a room. I'm sure you could, that you could get by. You could have what you need to live.
So I'm looking at a study here from the Philadelphia Inquirer. So I would assume Philadelphia has a higher cost of living than St. Louis, just being on the East Coast.
Sure.
It costs more than $70,000 a year for a Philadelphia family of four to live without help. In the suburbs, up to $88,000. And what was the number you just gave, Tony?
I wonder what live...
63.
Like, yeah,
63.
What does it mean? What do they mean by live?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many variables there.
Yeah, there's so many variables there.
Is that the...
It says food, shelter, health care, and child care. The adult has to make at least $65,000 to subsist without aid. A lot of times these studies do factor in, like, if you want to take one vacation a year, or you want to have this much in your emergency fund.
Yeah, which I think is reasonable.
So that could make up that other
$5,000. And they're, but they're also probably averaging food, which you would obviously not spend as much on if you could avoid it.
Right.
Which you can. I just know we didn't have Maggie yet. But there was, the first few years of our marriage, we had Grace, so there was three of us, and we were living on my salary, which at the time, you know, 14 years ago, was a lot lower than it is now, and it sucked, but we were getting by.
Yeah.
So
it's an interesting thought experiment, because the variables are what matter.
Right.
Because then you say, well, what is the expectation of a quote-unquote life?
Yeah. I don't think it's comfortable. I don't think you're having, you know, you're not having a lot of leisure
time. And I think the point is,
time.
Like, and I don't know. I'm no economist or historian. But I think the point would be, in previous decades, man works, wife stays at home, they can raise kids, that's the American dream. And you can no longer do that. I think that's sort of the point that they're making with this.
Yeah.
So
this is how it's broken down in Philadelphia. $1,000 and some change for housing, $1,700 for childcare, $685 for health insurance and health costs, $800 for food, $500 on miscellaneous things, and $1,300 on taxes.
Well, there's no transportation in there.
They have transportation, but they don't have a dollar amount assigned to it.
So in that scenario, then it's two working parents because we're paying for child care. So each
yes.
has
a,
I see.
Right.
Okay.
The family they're discussing in this article here, the wife is a checker at a grocery store and the husband drives trucks.
Okay.
And they're not pulling in the self-sufficiency standard.
I was
That's
assuming
what
that,
it.
It was a, that it was only one working parent.
I was
that was the study.
Head.
Yeah.
That was a study.
So in that study, you wouldn't
different.
Need to pay for...
$1,700 worth of child.
You wouldn't need to pay for child care. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, just thought it was interesting.
Which I know that I know families where one of the spouses quit their job because it was
because
cheaper
of child care.
To not work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They saved money by eliminating that salary, but not having to pay for child care.
Yeah, it's... And
that's how crazy it
is. I don't have kids, but every time I hear the cost, it blows my mind how expensive it is.
It is mind-boggling.
My brother and his wife just had Blair, the baby Blair, back in December, and Sarah just went back to work last week, and they're doing everything they can to match up their work schedules to where when she goes in, he's just getting home, because it's just crazy to... There are a lot of people who just hire someone full time, and that's what's going on.
Yeah.
But that what an insane cost!
We've been lucky enough that we've been able to always do part time, because we've always been able to get some help from like my mom or my grandma when for Grace. But we've always paid childcare, and it is even just the part time costs that we pay.
I think
crazy
raising kids. That was I raised one with no money, and then I raised another with money.
Yeah,
but the child care was the thing that most surprised me.
Yeah,
like with Nick, I remember he was born in 1995, and it was $1,200 a month.
Oh my gosh!
And it was just like, what?
Yeah,
like who can afford this?
Yes, it would make sense in a lot of cases for one parent to just stay home because that is insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to help me out with this. Have you seen the Spanish carnival stuff?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. Just Google it, because what I'm about to say will not do it justice. Spanish carnival commemorating the Holocaust with lingerie-clad female Nazis pushing their boobs up, a gas chamber float, and dancing concentration camp victims. A bunch of them. Not just one. Like, a bunch of them.
So were they celebrating them?
I do not understand it. These are very...
I see it.
Like,
there.
The gas chamber one has, like, smokestacks. Someone spent a lot of money on this.
Yeah.
And
I'm looking at it.
Jewish groups are obviously saying, WTF, and I do not, for the life of me, understand how in any multiverse this is remotely okay.
Wow.
You got to see it. You got to see it to believe it.
I'm trying to find what the... Because they're apologizing for it. Spanish carnival troupe apologizes over Holocaust-themed parade. So if they're...
The whole parade was that theme.
If they're
the whole parade?
I guess.
It says here.
I mean, yeah. What I saw was everybody in the parade was dressed like this.
Oh, my gosh. So
yeah, we've talked about stuff like this before. It's like in the planning stages, does nobody raise their hand and say, I don't think this is a good idea?
Wow.
Nobody does that? Nobody did that.
I just, that's fine.
Let's go with it.
I can't imagine that there is a culture where it's okay.
That's just it.
But not understanding Spain very well, I was trying
to... Listen to this. A spokesman for Chaparral Cultural Association, which organized the parade, said the group had called the Israeli embassy to explain that it had not intended to cause insult and that the aim had been to honor the victims of the Holocaust, quote, with maximum respect, unquote.
Yeah, just look at the pictures. Dancing.
I mean, you want to talk about missing the point.
Concentration camp victims.
Yeah. That,
push-up bras. Just, it's
It was intended
insane.
To honor the victims.
Yeah, it doesn't look like
it. No, it sure doesn't.
That's just a cop-out. That's just saying, yeah, we were just trying to honor them, and we were trying to do it tongue-in-cheek because that's just our kooky sense of humor. No, that's a cop-out. You were not honoring anybody.
Amazing.
Can we go back to the study really quick? So I've just read the majority of this article now. I think the point of the study is these people are working and they're making too much to qualify for assistance. And that's why it's always like without assistance.
Yeah.
And that's therein is the dilemma. They're not making enough to where they're killing it and they're putting the money away and they're able to save and they're covered for emergencies. But they're also not destitute. So they're
right.
not given any sort of...
Gotcha.
Aid from the state.
It's the
so it's putting people in
the least
a rock
amount
and a
of money
hard
you
place.
Can take you can make without getting some sort
yeah.
of help.
But just like Tony's life, you get older and things change. So to me, that's a frozen picture in someone's one part of their life. But 2-3 years from now, they could be out of it,
or they could be in a hole that they never get out of financially.
We don't know.
Yeah, and if you're someone who is just opposed to taking help. Like I am, then you're kind of screwed. I know, Dave, you may have been in this position before where you're looking at signing a new contract, but if you do, it'll put you into a different tax category, and you're like,
mm-hmm.
why would
oh, yeah.
I do that? Like,
right.
it's just, you know, it's going to end up being a net loss.
Yeah. Yeah. And those people, that is a tough position to be in because
yeah.
you're on that line.
Right.
Where you can't get help.
Like, you know what, honey? You could just
you
quit.
You could probably use some help. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll make less
it
money.
Sucks.
We'll qualify for aid. We'll be... Yeah, that is not fair. When
yeah.
when literally the best decision you can make for your family is, let's make less money.
Yeah.
So that we
yes.
end up doing
yeah.
better.
Yeah. Or,
and that
I mean,
comes up with college, too. You know, when you've got kids going into college, it's like, okay, if I made this much less... He might be eligible for some
right.
kind of grant.
Yeah.
For us, it motivated me to work extra hours
yeah.
and work a second job.
You feel like there's someone chasing
when
you.
I was, that's when
that
I was
line's
doing,
right there behind
mm-hmm.
you.
That's when I was doing a lot of DJing, and like we were DJing, I would DJ every weekend if I could, you know, just for the extra money because we needed it. Like I was, you know, it was really motivating
yeah.
to
when,
work more.
When we come back. I want to talk about the census. My mom, 92-year-old mom, got a 2-inch thick census packet today.
Oh, wow.
And so I was talking to her about it and all the questions, and I just got pissed and pissed. So when we come back, I want to talk about that. And then at 5 p.m., we're going to carry the president's news conference about coronavirus and then play Sweet 16. Thanks, Dave.
All right.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, guys. A few minutes shy of 5 p.m. Skip Weber is here. Got a little DGS look going over there. Like it.
I'm trying to be part of the group.
Hey, we're going to start a gang, man. East Side guys with goatees. It looks good.
Thank you.
I like it. Can I talk about the census thing? Let me start out by completely saying I'm ignorant about this. I do not understand the census. Okay? There you go. My mom got a packet, a couple inches thick, and she was reading me some of the questions. I don't like the government. I'm not like Timothy McVeigh level, don't like the government, but I like the government. I understand the census. I understand it's constitutional. I think it's important to know who's in the country and how many. I get it. But what was last month's gas bill? What was last month's electric bill? What is your house worth? What are your taxes? Just on and on and on and on, voluminous. I really resent that. I don't want the government. I'm fine saying, here's who lives in my household. Here are their names, social security numbers. Here are their ages. I'm even okay saying, like, here's my basic income. But all those really detailed, intimate, personal questions, I don't like it.
Do you have to answer those to turn it?
My mom is 92 and a World War II generation. So if the government says you're going to do it, she's going
to
do it.
Yeah. But I'm saying to have you counted, let's say you get it.
Yeah.
And you would normally say, I got three.
Yeah.
Here you go. If, to have those three counted, do you have to answer those questions?
Yes. If you don't answer all the questions, Elmer Fudd comes out to your house and asks you the questions.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it says it right in the packet.
That would be cool. I'd love to meet Elmer Fudd because I've been a fan of his.
Yeah, that's sort of a bonus, isn't it?
I'm sure that there's a huge percentage of the people that get that don't non-compliance, fill it out all the way.
It's some sort of a crime if you don't, but if you just fill it out half-assed the way I will if I get one,
right.
They come knock at
and
your door.
And how many people get them?
I don't know.
What's the most personal question you noticed?
There was nothing that, like, made
that
me irate.
Up. Right.
It was
but
just that.
But you can't
that,
ask if you're an American citizen.
Right.
That's discriminatory.
Right. Yes.
Is this for them to get a snapshot of America at this time? You know, so in
2020,
well,
congressional districts and
things
like
that. Well, I get that. But, I mean, these detailed questions might be more like, here's what America looked like in 2020. I don't know.
Well, and I'll tell you, depending upon what those are, as a person who uses marketing and ad services and all that, another fear I would have is that info was being sold.
Yeah.
And that's the way the government
I don't put
some
anything
money.
Past the government. I just don't. I used to be the most believe in the USA and company man, and they would never do anything to hurt us. I'm not that guy anymore. I'm not a conspiracy guy. I'm not a black helicopter guy.
I can look at some civil servants and say that guy would not want to hurt me. But the entity of the government, I totally agree.
I also just don't like, I mean, of course I'm protective of my 92-year-old mom, but I don't like her getting a 2-inch thick packet and worrying about it and answering every question because the government's going to come get her if she doesn't, and I don't like it.
Well.
Does it say in there somewhere, if you don't answer these questions?
Yes.
Elmer Fudd's coming.
Yeah, you get a personal visit.
Well, crazy. Have her say that her last month's gas bill was $40,000 and her
just dick it up.
She doesn't own electric.
Dick it up.
Yeah.
Who would be the worst person from Looney Tunes to come visit? Would it be the ghost that was eating the donut?
I
wouldn't
be
want
Foghorn
him.
Leghorn. I don't want him.
He's
at my
very
house.
Annoying.
What about
he's
the
loud.
Big red monster that chased
Bugs
Bunny?
No, he's kind of sweet.
I think it would be the most annoying Tweety Bird. I hate Tweety Bird.
Do you?
I wanted Sylvester to rip Tweety Bird to shreds.
Wow.
30 seconds into every one of those cartoons.
Eat his bowels. Yeah. Yeah.
What's your deal with Tweety? Why don't you like him?
I don't know.
I was just a
9-year-old boy who didn't feel sorry for the little bird, and so I just kept getting. And I'm not even a cat lover. I didn't like him.
Get him, Sylvester.
Didn't like the cut of his gym.
Exactly.
Put that bird in its place.
By the way, the president's news conference about the coronavirus has been moved from 5 p.m. to 5:30, so we will adjust. And at 5 p.m. after the break here, we're going to come back and play the Sweet 16 of the best fictionalizations of like pandemics and zombies and whatever. So if you want to get in on that, you can tweet Tony or Rach.
Yes.
And then we will carry.
You know, I've not seen a lot of those movies, so I need help.
Okay.
At Tony Kaluma 971, at Rachel Z 971, tweet us.
We're taking TV shows too.
Sure.
Oh, we are? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The mullet is making a comeback.
Yes.
I've seen that. Miley Cyrus has a mullet right now.
Yeah.
I'm almost there right now.
And Kesha.
That's the other thing. Look at that. I'm almost there.
Yeah, you're
I
you're
just
flirting.
Came back from 2 weeks vacation. I haven't had my hair cut yet.
Man, I had the first mullet at Roxana High, and I was playing in a band. I'd seen Sting, and no one else had seen him, and I'm like, done. And I've never had much hair. And so just like I had real short on top, very new wave, and long in the back, and...
That's the way I was when I met my wife.
Yeah.
Living in Dallas. Yeah. Loved it.
Dave, I bet you looked a little like Tweety Bird, actually, with your blonde hair.
I'm not sure.
Uh-oh.
Skip would not have liked
it. Maybe that's why I hated him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.